post-match interview.
Time to go inside the Geelong rooms, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by the captain of the Cats, Patrick Dangerfield. Patrick, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, and Mark Neild speaking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Commiserations on the performance today. Can you describe that performance from a player's point of view?
Yeah, it's a bit of a frustrating one, guys. I think we're not playing to our potential at the moment. There's a sort of frustration during games where we're well and truly in a game, but I think even with our just subconsciously thinking that we should be playing better than what we are, executing better than what we are, and we're letting that sort of infiltrate a bit of our game, and that's sort of evidence tonight. You know, we were in the game well and truly right throughout it, but we turn the ball over in positions that are really difficult to defend, and then conversely, it gives the opposition a good shot at, you know, generating scoring chains and shots of goal that are quite difficult for our defenders to defend.
If I put it to you, Patrick, that they sort of got the game on their terms, they sort of wanted to play the style of game they wanted to play, and you just couldn't find a way to break that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for parts. I mean, it was a relatively even game for the majority of the 15 minutes when they kicked the field away, obviously. I mean, that's the competition in a sense, though, and that determines wins and losses, whether you can play the game on your terms or the opposition terms, quite clearly. With that result, they played the game on their terms for longer periods than what we did, and were more efficient with what they did.
Paddy, I know you'd be disappointed, but sometimes you just have to tip your hat to the opposition. Have you ever seen a bloke kick a 73-metre set-shot goal?
I was on the bench at that point. And it was quite extraordinary, to be honest. It was an amazing kick. we know he's got a pretty good leg, but that was something special.
Not quite that good. Look, clearly the Cats, the work rate's there and things aren't, you know, just not working. You mentioned there you're just off a couple of percent here and there at this level. It's pretty hard to overcome that. And I'm sure you'd agree today it was a cracking performance in terms of your endeavour. It's just that polish and that finish. And you had a few chances there where last year you would have whizzed the ball through the middle and kicked a goal. Today it ended up in either an out of bounds or a holding the ball or whatever. It just not quite working for you. It must be sort of frustrating to play footy like that.
Yeah, it is. And that's the challenge. You know, nearly will understand it as a, you know, having coaching AFL seeing the footy, you know, the confidence pills are probably, if you could buy out of a packet, you know, you'd be purchasing them every week. And that sort of breeds into itself that the ball sometimes bounces your way when you're playing with that sort of confidence. At the moment, it's a grind, so we've got to find ways to, you know, get our game on our terms and get our guys into that rhythm. And it's difficult, you know. There's no two parts about that. But that's the challenge that we've got. You know, we've got a really resilient coaching group and playing group, and you know, I've full confidence that we can turn it around at the moment. It's frustrating because you know we can play better, but the reality is you judge by the performances that you put on, and at the moment they're not stacking up the way that we'd like them to.
Speaking with Geelong captain Patrick Dangerfield, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, Paddy, you're right. I do remember that, mate. An old friend of ours, Neil Craig, always said you can't buy confidence in aisle 7 at Coles. That was one of his regular ones. Hey, listen, on that note, and Ben mentioned before, sometimes you just have to tip your lid. We thought that Gold Coast work around the clearances and then also their work to intercept the footy and try and use the middle of the ground was pretty slick today. What did you think?
Yeah, it was. I think it's probably even around the ball for the first half, and then, you know, they got ascendancy around there, and it's probably caravanned a bit, which essentially is being manoeuvred by your opposition. When you get, you know, a little bit nervous with the influence that sort of which we're having at different stages, and then, you know, that is the game. If you aren't able to do it from centre clearance, it does give the opposition, you know, the chance to play it in their forward half. So there's lots that we can take from tonight that was certainly an improvement and the right direction, but there is quite clearly, you know, a lot of work to improve and spot on. That's who I stole it from. You know, Craig, I learned a lot from you. I'm confident with those.
Yeah, I've borrowed it too, mate. I've used it before. I don't mind that one. Hey, listen, I don't expect an injury report from you, but we do obviously have a lot of Geelong listeners here. Have you managed to get over to your teammate Sam De Koning and just see if he's okay? No one likes seeing people get hit in the head and have to come from the ground.
No, I spoke to him immediately after the game. He was feeling pretty good. I think the decision for him was taken out of his hands simply by the vision. So how it works now is that you can be ruled out from concussion simply by the vision, let alone how you respond to it. Each individual responds. That's actually irrelevant. So that was the case for Sam today. So, you know, it was out of his hands. I'm not sure whether that's the lead medical officer or it's ours. But he was feeling pretty good, to be honest. He's got a big bump and bruise over the top of his eye, but he was up and talking and, you know, certainly responsible in that sense.
Paddy, how long will it take you to grow that beard that you've got in the Amy ad if you tried to actually grow it properly?
Might be a couple of years, I dare say, thinking. It probably wasn't the most, it didn't reflect my beard because there's a few more grays in it, I think.
And a nice little cameo from the world's most famous water boy in S. Morford.
Yes, and look, you know, we've got so many great people around the club, and that's what I said before. I'm really confident, and I know our supporters will be disappointed with the start. We certainly are. But we're not going to wallow. We won't splinter. We've got things that we can improve on, and we've addressed those over the last few weeks. Now, they haven't all come to fruition, and we haven't, as much as we'd love to, you know, click our fingers and click into gear. But, you know, I feel like we're starting to turn things the way that we want to. There's just, you know, still a fair bit that we can improve on, but we're going to get better each week, and we'll stick together and we'll do it with a long way.
Paddy, we really do appreciate your time. Benny, did you want to fire well at one last one at Paddy before we let him go?
No, I was just going to have a bit of fun, Paddy. I just wanted to ask you, you talked about your ad there, your acting skills as opposed to Jeremy Cameron. Obviously, Jeremy went to NIDA and his ad, he sort of...
Cash converters.
Yeah, look, he really... What do you think of his acting in that ad?
Look, I've got to be pretty careful because you're supposed to be very disappointed after a loss, and I am, but... I was probably more disappointed in Jeremy's acting because that was his poison.
Well done, Paddy.
Right. Paddy, good to talk. Keep off the Easter eggs and look forward to seeing you on Easter Monday at the MCG. Safe flight home.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Dangerfield joining us here, the captain of the Cats.
The post-match interview.